Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 9th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A historic appearance drew a mixed reception in New York. President Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to attend an NBA Finals game. But loud boos echoed through Madison Square Garden when he appeared on the arena's giant screens during the national anthem. Trump attended Game 3 between the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs, alongside his granddaughter, Kai Trump, and several administration officials. His visit triggered extensive security measures, shutting down nearby streets and forcing fans through long security lines. Some local businesses reported lower than expected crowds due to restricted access. While many fans welcomed the president's presence, others complained the heightened security disrupted the atmosphere. The event highlighted Trump's complicated relationship with his hometown as the spotlight shifted from politics back to basketball. Another news. The race to lead America's second largest city is entering a new phase. Los Angeles City Council member Nithya Raman has secured a place in the November mayoral runoff, defeating reality television personality Spencer Pratt for the second spot. Incumbent Mayor Karen Bass advanced easily, while vote counting continued for days due to California's extensive mail and voting system. Raman ultimately finished ahead of Pratt, setting up a contest between two Democrats with different visions for the city. Bass has focused on addressing homelessness and rebuilding after major wildfires, while Raman argues stronger action is needed on affordable housing and homelessness. Pratt, who launched a long-shot campaign after losing his home in a wildfire, failed to gain enough support. The runoff will determine who leads Los Angeles through some of its most pressing social and economic challenges. Around the world. A fragile calm has returned to the Middle East. Iran and Israel say they have halted attacks against one another after exchanging missile and airstrikes for the first time since an April ceasefire. The escalation began after Iran launched missiles at Israel in response to Israeli strikes in Beirut. Israel then targeted military sites inside Iran before both sides announced a temporary pause. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the fighting was paused at the moment, while Iranian military officials warned they would respond forcefully to any future attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump said he personally urged restraint and claimed negotiations toward a broader agreement were progressing. Although the immediate crisis appears to have eased, both sides have made clear they remain prepared for further confrontation if the ceasefire breaks down again. Another news. A rare summit is reshaping regional diplomacy in East Asia. Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged unwavering support for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during his first visit to Pyongyang in 7 years. Xi told Kim that China's commitment to protecting shared strategic interests would not change, and described bilateral relations as entering a new historical starting point. The visit comes as North Korea strengthens ties with Russia while maintaining its reliance on China for economic and political support. Analysts say Beijing is seeking to reinforce its influence over a key regional partner amid growing competition with the United States. The leaders also discussed expanding cooperation in diplomacy, trade, technology, and security. The summit underscores the importance of the China-North Korea relationship in shaping the balance of power across Asia. Another news. Rescue crews are racing against time in the southern Philippines. At least 35 people have died, and more than 130 others have been injured after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck off the coast of Mindanao, triggering landslides and widespread structural damage. The quake hit near Sarangani province early Monday morning, causing buildings to collapse and briefly prompting tsunami warnings across parts of the Pacific. More than 200 aftershocks have followed, complicating rescue operations and forcing many residents to remain outdoors. In one of the hardest hit areas, a landslide buried homes and killed at least 14 people. Power outages and communication disruptions have further hampered emergency efforts. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has ordered a full disaster response as authorities continue searching for missing residents and assessing the extent of the damage. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.